So, hello everyone out there, and welcome to episode 2 of After Hours with the Thought Patrol podcast. Just something that we get together when we have the time and just talk. It's going to be about an hour, like normal. And tonight I am joined by Tyler. How you doing, Tyler?
Good evening, guys. Good evening, Kyle. Doing all right. It's a little late, but, you know, we have these podcasts for a reason at this time. So I'm just chilling on my couch right now. Got my Xbox on. I'll talk a little bit more later as we get moving on here. I'll tell you what I'm doing here exactly. It's a little interesting. But,
All right. Yeah, you weren't on the last episode. What were you doing?
Where was I gone?
In Chicago?
Yeah, was that Mona? When you did that last week on Saturday?
Yeah, every Saturday.
Like Wednesday, you know. Saturday. Where was I? Saturday. Yeah. I just left for Chicago. We left Friday night. Or no, I'm sorry. We left Friday morning, and my girlfriend and I went up to Chicago to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we kind of made like a vacation out of it. So. It came back a couple of days ago. So, it was nice, you know. That's where I was at, just chilling, you know, checking out downtown. Beautiful city, huge city. So, good weather, too. The weather was awesome. Food was awesome. People were pretty cool there, you know. Down here in Florida where we live, they'll come stalking me now. They use their... They're good drivers up there. I mean, not everyone's perfect, but, you know, using your blinker makes all the difference. It makes me a much happier person. It makes me less of a angry, you know, road raging driver. So seeing that is a wonderful thing.
Son of a bitch.
And, dude, let me tell you how crazy that, like, just seeing all that, it's a totally different world from how it is down here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just like, I think it's the weather, to be honest with you. I think like the heat down here just like makes everyone all like grumpy and shit. Cause like, you know, they want to be outside, like with interacting with strangers, unless you're like going to the beach or something like that. But like, no one wants to be outside, you know, especially during the work week. And, you know, you just want to get home, relax, turn on that AC, you know, something like that. Who the hell is texting me right now? I'm hoping. Oh, Sean. Sean's texting through the group chat here.
He said the same thing twice in a row. I don't know. I'm so.
You do. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to watch A Silent Voice before we record because we're going to be having a review on it amongst me, my sister, Anthony, if he's available, and Sean. So. We were going to do a little review session on it in the next podcast. So I'd like to have everyone to see it so everyone has something to talk about during it.
Is that our major theme
for
the episode?
No, just
kind of like a quick discussion.
Right. Yeah, just a check it out. Just like a review. It's on
Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
I highly doubt it.
I might check it out. Let me open up a little Netflix app here.
It's in the if it's not there, like I said in the group chat, Tyler, it's in it's there, the link for it for Kiss Anime, because I have no idea where else to watch it, so we gotta legally stream it, sadly.
Yeah. So when I go to mute you and cough, the quality of the audio changes and it sounds more more trebly, if you will.
I mean,
like,
I'm.
There's not a whole lot of bass to it.
It's fine because.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna say because I'm recording through a different software anyway, so it doesn't matter what you hear because I'm the one that's recording.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is weird.
You know, I'm muting my mic, so yeah, it's not like you're gonna hear. Although I'm gonna laugh if that slips up and like I go to cough or that and I don't mute the mic where I think I do, and you know, you should be like, God damn it, Tyler! I told you this before we started the podcast. And just as I finished that sentence, I quickly muted and coughed. And
at least you try.
So it's going to be a good hour. It's going to be a good long hour.
At least you try. So, sometimes Sean be like,
I do.
He's like walking his dog in the middle of the episode. I'm like, bruh,
that's what
the fuck. So dope.
That man gives no fucks.
Zero fucks. But, that's why we love him.
Yeah. How was your week, man?
I mean, it's going well. I've been playing, dude, I put in the group chat, but I've been playing a lot of Elite Dangerous. And
I was reading.
That game's like really cool. It's like if No Man's Sky was actually a complete game that looked pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's really cool. It's got a huge star system to explore. It just recently came out to PS4. It's been on PC for a while, but like the lore that I've been seeing behind the game and all this other shit, it's so cool. It's super expansive. I mean, it depends on the type of person you are, because they're technically, from an outside perspective, there's not a lot to do. You're just flying a ship around and stuff like that. And I mean, with that, it's pretty much a flight simulator in space, but I love space exploration games. It's like, that's why
I'm sorry. What was the name of that game again?
Elite Dangerous. It should be on Xbox too.
I think I heard of it, and then that was going to branch off into what I was going to talk to you about. Cause I'm currently playing Xbox right now. And, but before I get to that major sidebar, there's this, since you brought up that game, then there's this game called Everspace, and it's I'm finding it just now for the first time, because there's a summer Xbox game sale with like over a couple hundred titles, both Xbox One and Xbox 360 games, and some really good sales, like some games up to 60%, 70% off. Really good stuff. So I was going through the list, and I was actually looking at this game, and oh my screen just froze. Good old Xbox, coming in handy when I needed it.
Coming in clutch with the shitty hardware.
Oh yeah. So this Everspace game, I was checking out, and it looks like just like how No Man's Sky should have been, where it's like space exploration. Mine is the planets, though. I think you're in the ship the whole time, just like what you were talking about. Or is there also planetary exploration, or is it just strictly space?
In Elite Dangerous, the default version of the game that's not the Horizons version, which is like an expansion to the game, is just space. But in Horizons, you could, any planet that has a surface, you could land on. And you get a rover that you could deposit out of your ship, and you could take the rover around the land. And they have like bases that you can attack and you can explore and stuff like that. But the rest of the game's in space. But like, compared to I'm looking at the Everspace thing, and I see that it's like third person. In Elite, it's like first person more, and you got like, you're like in the cockpit. And it's cool because while you're in the cockpit, your menu is all contextual, so it's inside. You're not opening up a menu. So like, you look to the left and you have a menu there. You look to the right, you have a menu there. So it's very immersive in that aspect.
I actually like the sound of that. That sounds,
sounds
really, really cool.
I put that, one of the links, the YouTube links, I'll send it to you, but it's like 35 minutes of gameplay. So you can see what it looks like. It's really, if you like space exploration, it's really cool. And I think it is on the Xbox.
I was looking for it, but I'm not finding it. Pardon me. Oop, didn't read that one. But so now I'm going to go into that. I'm going to branch off then. So like I said, how we have the Xbox Ultimate Game Sale. And it's actually up to save up to 65%, and Gold members save up to 10% more. Sale ends July 10th, 2017. So, pardon me. When I got back from Chicago, I saw this, and I was looking at the sales, and I generally will buy a game here and there, not usually like a brand new game, like for like a full $60, because like I think that's just a pure waste of money, where if I wait just a little bit, generally there'll be a sale or there'll be some sort of price drop. Pardon me. And that's just what happened here with this game sale. So I kind of went just hectic on this sale here. And within the past 24 hours, I bought several games. I did a little bit of research, of course, because I like doing that to see if I really want to buy this. If I really want to.
Should I drop my pen?
Time. Yeah, right. Should I just. Oh, you drop your pen. God damn it. I heard that shit. But like, yeah, if I just want to, like, you know, waste some money here and then put some time into this game. So I ended up buying, I think, five games. I'll start off with. First, I bought premium finally for Battlefield because I've been waiting for, like, a huge price drop. And. Or not price drop, I'm sorry, but like, yeah, I was waiting for like a good sale or like a deal where it'd be like half off, and I haven't seen anything yet. And hold on.
You okay? Oh, got a coughing spree. They're doing a mid-year sale on PlayStation as well. Which is they just got like,
I saw that on IGN there. They even your free games are there, but also like your free games too that you have too for the PSN. Like, you got some good stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I've looked through it, and the only thing that I'm somewhat tempted to get is Assassin's Creed Black Flag, because I really like that Assassin's Creed. But I don't think I'll do it.
We have that too.
Because like we're 11 days from the Destiny 2 beta. And then
the open beta, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a closed beta. You need to pre-order in order to get into it. But the moment that starts, I'll be doing that for however long that lasts. And then now I have Elite Dangerous.
I thought I saw something with an open beta. Unless I'm thinking of another game. I mean, I thought there was a closed beta, and then there was going to be an open beta. But then I guess that doesn't make sense.
Well, they might do an open one later, but as of right now, it's closed. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, the first Destiny also was a closed beta, wasn't it? Did you have to go and sign on?
No clue. Got into Destiny year two, so I didn't play the first year of Destiny.
I played the beta, and I want to say it was closed because I think I did have to sign up. My friends helped me out with it, so it was like, you know, I didn't really have any hands on. I just started playing the game, but I guess they both were. But they have, as you're talking about Assassin's Creed, they also have the triple pack, where it looks like to be Syndicate, Unity, and 4, Black Flag for $29.70 or $30, if you will. And the game, it usually goes for about $90. So, I mean, some really good
deals. It's a weird collection of games. Unity, Syndicate, and Black Flag.
Yeah, sometimes they put, they have weird mixes for games. Like, they have, like, those game packs now. Like, they have one with... here's a weird one. I'm trying to find it right now. Ah, here it is. So they have the Legacy Call of Duty, which includes Infinite Warfare, Modern Warfare Remastered, and Destiny.
They're Activision. So I could see that.
Yeah, but, like... I don't know. It just seems funny looking
at
the
cover.
They're completely different games.
Yeah, we had something like that too. But they had also Modern Warfare is breaking, and they're selling the remaster by itself now instead of, so you didn't have to pre-order Infinite Warfare, which is nice. Although I probably won't get it.
I was thinking about getting it if they had a good deal, and they actually don't have it separate though for the sales. I don't know when they made it available yet,
or it's available on PlayStation. I don't know about Xbox.
I'm not seeing it on Xbox unless it's somewhere scrolled down. Usually it's all clumped together, but
And it's weird because I wouldn't get that now with World War II like right around the corner. I wouldn't put money into that.
Oh no, definitely not. Now what it's I would so, pay
I don't know why they didn't
is if they do a Modern Warfare 2 separate remaster, or if they do like a Modern Warfare 2 and then World War 2. It's one catchy because they're both twos. And then I would definitely get both of those games. Like, no problem. I have no problem buying those games together. then I can see why Infinite Warfare and Call of Duty Modern Warfare were a pain in the ass for fans, because
no one was down to play no one was down to play Infinite Warfare, and they had to get it to get Modern Warfare, which is weird. And another thing is, I don't think they'll do World War II and Modern Warfare 2, because that's Sledgehammer, and Sledgehammer didn't do...
It's separate, yeah, that's right. Two did. Yeah. Two still had Infinity Ward and Activision.
But, yeah. So I don't think we'll see that. But, yeah.
But, yeah, here was another one I found with EA, because they have both... Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2. So Titanfall was also EA, wasn't it?
Yes. So Titanfall 2 is a good game.
It is, and here's a funny story I have with this. And I told Antonio, our friend Antonio, about this earlier. So Battlefield 1 came out in October, I think, of 2016.
I think so. Let me Google it.
Yeah, you go and Google that. I was actually hoping you'd answer that so I can Google something else too, just to double check, because I forgot myself.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so 21st of October.
This was around. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, it came out then. I had bought Battlefield, I think, a couple weeks after it came out, and you know, I was happy. I was like, oh, really cool. And then, let's see, was it? And then Black Friday comes around, which is, I believe it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. And they put all that shit on sale, like, right after.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like, that didn't upset me too much. So, like, obviously, like, you know, I saw that coming, but I wanted to play. Like, all my friends were playing it. So I was like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to get it now. Pardon me. So then Black Friday rolls around, and they have, I go, and this is my first time actually Black Friday shopping. I go to Best Buy, and I drop my girlfriend and her friend off at the mall across the street, and I go to Best Buy because I know they're gonna be there for a while, and Best Buy is gonna be hectic. So I go, you know, I walk to the back of the game section, and I pull out a couple games. I think I got Titanfall 2, and I got Skyrim, the remastered edition, and that's what I had my mindset on. I'm like, I'm gonna get these two games because I've been wanting these for a while. Got them. They're both half off, so. I got it for $60. So two games for the price of one, pretty much, like brand new games. Go home, and I think the next day I go on Xbox and I see they have their Black Friday sale. So I'm like, let me check this out. They have Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2. I think both, like, they're like deluxe editions, which goes for, mind you, I think like $120. They had it on sale for $40 for both those games. $40.
Damn.
So I got. I was so pissed. I was like, I could have got that, and then I could have got Skyrim at some other point. You know, I could have held off on Skyrim for a little bit, or I just got Skyrim for Black Friday at the Xbox. I don't think they had the sale for Black Friday on the Xbox for Skyrim, so I could have just got it at the Best Buy. And then had I known, but whenever I see the sale now, which I'm looking at it right now, which is why I'm telling this goddamn story, because I'm looking at it dead in the face, the freaking Titanfall 2 and Battlefield 1 combo pack for $40. It haunts me till this day. I'm so pissed.
Just get triggered.
Dude, seriously. So I always have a good time seeing that, like, in the sales, because it bites me in the ass. That's my luck whenever I go to buy a game finally. The next, like, day, I will shit you not, the next day or, like, a couple days, there'll be a sale for that game, and I would have wasted extra money. But, you know, it's all up to – it's like the day wait for me to buy the game. It's like, oh, Tyler just bought this game. Let's throw 60% off right now, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, they're out to get you.
That's not luck. Yeah. It's pretty much, dude. I swear.
I'm really bad about buying games when they come out. And then playing them for like a week and then not playing them anymore. And I always end up pissing myself off when I do it, because I don't know why I do it. But like, even now, I'm looking at, like, if I look at my Amazon pre-order list, right? Let me pull this shit up and explain to you.
Pre-order list, that sounds like might be No, a little long.
It's not good. So we have this is right after E3 happened. Right after E3 happened. This is what my list filled up with. So we have the new Metro game, Metroid Prime 4, the new Monster Hunter, the new Shadow of the Colossus remake, Code Vein, the new God of War. Oh, shit. I tapped something by accident. The new God of War. 1 second. The new Spider-Man. Evil Within 2.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Evil Within 2. Fire Emblem Heroes. I think that's called Heroes. No, Fire Emblem Warriors or Fighters, something like that. It's the fighting game. Or not the fighting game, the Dynasty Warrior game for Fire Emblem. Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Super Mario Odyssey, Ni No Kuni 2, Destiny 2, World, and Call of Duty World War 2. It's like $500 of games, and it's really good. That the way Amazon
have them all pre-ordered,
and the way Amazon works is they charge you once the game gets shipped. So it's not like I spent $500 within a day.
Yeah, so you save the pre-order, and then you don't have to pay initially. So like if you were to cancel for whatever reason, you can just cancel. Is there a penalty for canceling with a certain
It's funny because you could pre-order Destiny 2, get the code for the beta, play the beta, not like the game, and then cancel the pre-order. And there's nothing against you for doing penalty. It's cool. Crazy.
I like that. Oh, Soul Calibur 2. I wonder how much this is going for. I'm looking at the sales still, but
it's cool also because like if with Prime, if you pre-order games, you get like $10 off the game. So all those games cost $50 instead of $60. So I'm paying for like an extra one or two games just because I'm pre-ordering them.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Mm. Although it's not always the case, but usually. It was weird. They had the Attack on Titan game for PlayStation on sale, which I thought was funny. It's been a while. That game, it's been almost a year that the game's been out, so it's not a big deal. But that game's fun as hell. I really like that game. I played it, and it's got like 4-player multiplayer too, which is cool. And your character has their own ability. Like if you're Aaron, obviously you could turn into a Titan. And you got like full Titan battles where you're beating the shit out of other ones while you're playing. Levi's really quick, and he has abilities where he can hit like every appendage at the same time and shit. So it's fun. It's like it kind of reminds me of Monster Hunter because when you're playing multiplayer, you all like are in this little hub where you could upgrade your stuff, and then what you do is once you're ready, you ready up, and then everyone readies up, and then you go and do a mission together, and then you come back and rinse and repeat. And it's like it's kind of set up like Dynasty Warriors where there's enemies on the map, and there's points that need help, and then you travel around the map using your maneuver gear. And then you kill you know where all the Titans are right off the bat, and then you go and just kill all the Titans, and then usually a boss Titan will spawn, and then you fight them. But it's really cool because everyone that's seen that show, their like one wish is to be able to use that maneuver gear in real life, and this is like the closest thing you can get to it. So it's really cool to fly around the city using these little Spider-Man things. Yeah, it's cool. I liked the game. I thought it was cool.
You're talking about the Monster Hunter game. I was actually watching gameplay on that earlier.
It looks so good.
It actually does, and it's funny. You're the one that I had heard about it before, but I never really cared or paid too much attention to it. And then, like, I think you actually, excuse me, you talked about it in the last podcast, and like, I don't know, like something triggered in my head, and I just started looking at stuff, and like, it looks like a great game.
Yeah, all the Monster Hunter games are really good. I'm just excited there's one coming to the PlayStation instead of, like, because they've been on, like, Nintendo systems prior. So we had, like, 3DS releases. Hopefully we'll be getting a Switch release in the United States for the new Monster Hunter. That'd be awesome because it's, like, mobile. And that'd be cool to play Monster Hunter on the go with a bunch of other people. So we'll see.
So real quick, whenever I go into, like, whenever I'm about to cough, and like if I'm talking, if I'm trying to hold it, I take a deep breath to get like a good cough to give me like a few extra seconds so I don't have to cough again. Like time elapsed where if I make a good cough effort, I don't have to like cough again for this amount of time. It's like breathing. You know, after you hold your breath for so long, you're gonna have to take a breath of air. So if I have a good cough, I'm good for a while. But if I just take a shitty cough, I'm gonna have to cough more, like constantly.
Yeah.
So, I go to hold my breath and I just like lunge for the mute button and just like praying that I hit it. If not, you're just gonna be big ass cough like in the mic right now. so far I've been pretty successful.
It's not a huge, well, I appreciate you're like fighting your own battle over there, but like what I had to do, you will not believe what I had to do with the last episode. The voice level, the sound levels were off, so the whole episode I had to make Sean quieter because I was too quiet because the voice levels were off and I wasn't paying attention for the last
episode 9.
No, for the last after hours.
Oh, the first one. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. So yeah, I was like,
it was just you two, right?
Yeah, I was like, shit. So I had to sit there painstakingly going through the whole thing and making sure Sean was quiet, because the way we record, at least currently, since we do it over the like internet, because we can't get everyone here, especially Sean, because he lives in a different part of Florida. What ends up happening is when it records, since we use OBS to record, right? I'm going to bore all you out there for a bit. We use OBS to record, and it records both desktop audio and mic audio at the same time. So what ends up happening is it just squishes it all into one file. So I'm sitting there, and whenever Sean makes noise, I'm making that clip, I'm cutting it and making the volume lower. So if you go back and listen to it, you can hear it. Cause sometimes when both of us are talking together, you could hear me like increasingly you'll quieter.
Hear the fluctuation. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, you have to listen for it, because when I listen back to every one of our episodes, when I listened back to it, it really didn't sound that bad and it sounded okay. At least I think so. I thought that was funny, and I'm like, shit. I sat there for like 2 hours going through each portion of that video, because you could see it like on I don't know if it's a spectrograph, but like the thing that shows the wavelength of the audio, you can see you could see exactly when I was talking and exactly when Sean was talking, because Sean was like bottoming out on the decibels. And I'm like, yeah, I have like these little pips, and that's me. And I'm like, shit, that's not good. So,
well, there you go, kids. There's a little information on some audio tech.
Not only is the structure of our podcast ratchet, the way we do it is ratchet as well. But
I mean, well, for this one, it's kind of more free flowing, where you know we just kind of just talk about anything. But
but you still want to be themselves. You still want to be somewhat pleasing to the people that you're listening to. You don't want them blowing their ears out every time Sean makes a remark. So
I can't wait to hear how I talk here through the audio now. do I sound like how Sean is when he talks?
It's not horrible. I'd say it's okay.
Not saying you're a bad talker, Sean, if you're listening to this. I love the way how you talk.
Sean,
it arouses me.
I'm pretty sure Sean doesn't listen, but if he is, Sean, eat a dick.
So moving on. Tyler taking command now. So moving on. I went and bought, like I was saying, I went off and just kind of just, you know, emptying out my wallet here with these games. And now I think about it, I mean, I saved some good money, because at some point some of these games were, you know, brand new, $60. And I would have probably spent over $200 worth of games here. I bought the premium for Battlefield, because, you know, all my friends are starting to get it right now. Those who I play with on Xbox. And, you know, they're kind of like, oh, get premium, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, they finally had this little sale on, and it was only $10 off the premium. I think originally it's like $50, now it's $40. So,
he had to cough.
Pause. Yeah, and you know what's great about that, Kyle, is like, depending how long I'm going on for the conversation, like so far you've been great, where you'll quickly comment whether or not you know it. You start commenting after I pause, it's like I'm coughing right after that, right after my pause. So you start going into the next comment, and it kind of, you know, it's the cough is hidden. But that was pretty.
My eyes are on the computer 24/7 while we're recording this. I'm making sure everything's good.
Kyle, the expert over here. So, I got premium finally, so that was pretty cool. You know, there's only one DLC out so far.
Is there only one?
There's only one. There's another one coming out, I believe, in September.
fuck. I don't even play Battlefield. It's not even downloaded on my console. I wasted so much money on that game. I need to stop buying these EA games, man. I did it with Battlefront One. I played Battlefront One for like 2 days. Didn't touch it after that. And I see two coming out, and I'm getting that itch, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm not buying any more EA games, because. Same thing with Battlefield One. Like this, I felt like the multiplayer was lacking, and I still feel like it's lacking, even with DLC. I mean, the experience is cool, but it's the same exact thing with Battlefront, dude. The moment the experience fades away, you're left with like a shallow multiplayer, and it pisses me off because I don't care anymore about playing because it pisses me off that I get shot in the back every other couple minutes and dealing with all that shit, like 90 snipers perched on a ledge. And
that is the only thing that bothers me in Battlefield are the snipers. And I don't know how I learned to live with it, but I did. And the thing is, I have a lot of fun because I have, when I play, I'll usually have a squad of friends play. So we're always top of the leaderboard. So, you know, for those of you listening and play Xbox, you know.
Brushing your own wiener there, huh?
Oh, yeah. So. Pardon me. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fun, and I do agree with you. Some of these EA games are just like they lure you in with all this promise, and then you get the game. But that's a lot of video games though too,
not
especially for shooters. Well, I'm saying for like more common games like shooters and whatnot. Like it's usually the same gist where you'll get this unpolished game, and then you have to go and buy the DLC to get like the full experience out of it. And that's the one thing that's why I'm getting Battlefront 2, is because they're releasing the DLC for free. There's no season pass, there's no premium, whatever. It's all for free, and that's kind of hey fans, we're sorry that we fucked up in Battlefield 1, have this, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. There's no other reason. The EA's like, shit, we pissed off a lot of people. Let's try and remedy this. And
I
think they've
done that a few times with some of the games. I want to say, I think Titanfall at some point, like the first Titanfall they did at some point, because I got the game for like $5, and then all the DLC I got with it was for free.
Titanfall.
I forgot how that worked out.
Titanfall's DLC has always been free. I don't think you ever had to pay for it. Because Titanfall
hasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm trying to remember for the original one. Because, yeah, I remember seeing or hearing about the second one's supposed to be all free.
It is.
Because I play that too, but the thing is, I have no one to play that with, so sad face. But when I eventually get a PlayStation, I heard you guys play that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll definitely get that game and play with some of you guys, because that's another guilty pleasure game of mine. Like when I go to like play by myself,
it's really good. It's very well designed. You have full control of your character at all times. It's really good. It's better than Call of Duty. It's better than Battlefield. It just didn't get a lot of love.
Because of just the release time.
Yeah, EA just didn't give a fuck to like go out there and fed them to the wolves practically. Sucked.
Well, hey, I mean, they already had another big AAA game coming out, so it's like they probably thought they can double down and, you know, knock out Call of Duty and whatever other games came out then. Because, yeah, it came out around the same time Battlefield did, didn't it? Or no.
Yeah.
Battlefield 2 came out.
It was Battlefield, Titanfall, Call of Duty within weeks. So within 3 weeks, it was Battlefield, Titanfall, Call of Duty. So now, it just got massacred.
Oh, yeah. Now, I personally have hated on the past few Call of Duty games because
they suck.
Just the way how they went the whole. Huh?
Because they suck?
Yeah, well, because they suck. And you know, because it's the same thing. It's just recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, I mean, here come the hate comments there. I'm not being a Battlefield, you know, wannabe here, but, like, I really love Call of Duty. Back when it was good. Back when, you know, Modern Warfare 2, the first one. Even, you know, I like 3 a lot too. I even like the first battle, Black Ops. I think I started losing after Black Ops 2, and like I still play a lot of that because I had back in the day when you guys still had 360s, and we would all play. I mean, it was fun, but like, I don't know, I just hated how they were making that slow incline into the future. Like, I hate how they're kind of making things along, because like, it was a story that like started off, you know, it was World War II. That's what Call of Duty, you know, that's what they thrived on, and they slowly moved away from it because they thought, no, maybe we can, you know, I did like how they stretched out. Like, you know, they had the Modern Warfare and Ghosts, and then they were really getting, and you know, that's when they started getting like out of touch. You know, it was a little bit too far out of reach. Where, God, I can't structure my sentences properly because like coughing, it really is annoying. So please, I'm glad you guys are bearing with me here. But I don't know, like I didn't like how, for what it was, they had to be. I just everything about it. I just really was not. I didn't give two shits for it. Then when Titanfall came out, and it was just again this Call of Duty style futuristic, you know, first person shooter, but it was like its own story and its own game by itself. Like, you know, it started off right then and there from there, and then plus you have giant fucking robots. Like, it wasn't. I don't know what I want to call it. Like, I don't want to say like it was Call of Duty was pretentious. Ooh. when it had the more. Ooh, the hell was that?
That was me.
Oh, what'd you do, guy?
I smacked the table. Yeah, that
I was. But like, oh. I don't know if it was like just them kind of making crap up as they go along. I mean, I really don't know what the hell I'm trying to say here. to be honest, I just, okay, you know what, fuck it, fuck the last few Call of Duty games. Titanfall was great. Titanfall was a its own thing. It was clean, fresh, and perfect. You know, just it was set out, thrown out into the market, and you know, it did really good. And what was cool with this, I believe the developers or the makers, the creators of Titanfall, some of those members were from the old Activision team.
Yeah,
I believe
Respawn.
Infinity War.
Yeah,
who did Modern Warfare, the Modern Warfare series. So you kind of like, I mean, I didn't see a whole lot of aspects in that, but I saw the just like the gameplay. It was a lot smoother. Like, I like that type of futurism, if you will. But
futurism.
Call of Duty was just like, yeah, here you go. You can coin me on that term. The way out, but Call of Duty, how they did it, it just felt too, I don't know, cartoony-ish, kind of just out of place. It wasn't attractive for me. But Titanfall, it had its, God, sorry, I like chose not to mute that one. yeah, I feel like at this point I'm just rambling on here, and I'm just like, I'm just getting pissed off trying to explain myself while I'm coughing. So like, you know,
yes,
you're Call of Duty.
The thing, and the problem that I have, and I've talked with other people about this before, is with Titanfall compared to Call of Duty. The issue I have with Call of Duty is the movement aspect of Call of Duty feels like it's tacked on. So it feels like they have their engine for shooting, and then they tacked on this free running thing. Where in Titanfall, it feels like the two mold into each other very well.
Yes, it was a lot smoother transition.
Son of a bitch. I think my computer just made a noise. I hope you guys didn't hear that. So,
I didn't hear anything.
Well, but, of course, yeah, no, you didn't hear anything.
I totally agree with you.
But yeah, that's the problem I have. It feels, like I said, just it's like tacked on. It doesn't feel like it's well designed, or it doesn't feel like the game was, when they introduced that aspect, it doesn't feel like they built the ground up for with that in mind. It feels like they just had Call of Duty, and they're like, oh, let's let them run on the walls, and it felt clunky. When Titanfall rolls around and you got this very well designed formula on being, you have perfect control of your character the entire time, and it's very well designed. Like, I've said it 1,000 times, but I really, really, really enjoy how well you could move between parkour and shooting. You could shoot while you're parkouring. Everything's perfectly done. And that's why I think it's so much better than Call of Duty's formula, because Call of Duty, it focuses more on the shooting than the movement, and it doesn't make them both equal. And that's why where it falls flat, I believe, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's...
Couldn't say it better myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, we previously talked about Call of Duty. Oh, yeah. Tyler, have you seen Have you seen Wonder Woman?
Yeah, actually, I saw it. Saw it last week. Really good. For a DC movie, I was impressed. That brought me back on board. It's raising the bar.
I feel like we're, and even then, the problem I had is it felt like it was trying too hard to be a superhero movie. And I know that's what they are. They kind of all fit into the same formula. But the only problem I had was I felt like the slow motion was a bit excessive. And
I didn't have a problem with that. You gotta think, because like those were the comic strip, but the comic moments where you just kind of pictured it out and just, you know.
But they're literally they're doing it like 7 or 8 times in a fight, and like it becomes grating almost to a point. I can understand them doing it
maybe.
3, but they're doing it like on and on and on and on and on after, in the same fight. Like in that initial fight on the beach, they do it like 4 or 5 times within like a 30 second span, and you're just like, okay, can we get the? Because I don't think you need slow motion for a fight to be cool. Because I think fights, when they're well, the choreography of the fighting was awesome. When Wonder Woman was moving around and she was like doing her leg sweeps and shit, I thought that was so cool. And I
that was awesome, right?
And I think they'd be just as cool moving at normal speed than compared to showing us every detail of them, of her sliding around on her legs. But that was the only gripe I had. I thought the rest of the movie was decent. I just felt like it got grating near the end of the movie when every other time we're getting slow motion effects, and it felt like 300, the superhero movie.
Well, if you don't like slow motion, you can go to Marvel, watch one of those movies. They're all fast paced. It's 100 miles an hour every second. Like I was just thinking of the in Civil War, the airplane or the airport scene there. I mean, I was just constant, just kicking ass, like moving at a constant fast speed and stuff like that. And in DC, like, yeah, they have a lot of those moments where they're just kind of freeze framed. But like, I don't know, I do like it. The only issue I kind of griped about, actually, I had two, in Wonder Woman, was the beginning when they're on the island, which I'm going to attempt to pronounce. It's the Themyscira, something like that.
I thought it started with a W. What the fuck?
It sounds like Google has the answer there, because I just might have wrecked what I just said, and then I just fucked up. But I could have sworn it was. What the hell did you think it started with then? What did you think it was if it started with the W?
I have no idea. I just thought it started with a W. Wait, let me see.
Because it's Wonder Woman? You thought it was like Wonder Woman World or something?
I don't know. Shut the fuck up. It's primarily known as Paradise Island.
Oh yeah, but it's also known as Themyscira.
Yeah, Themyscira. So you're right. What did I hear start with a W then?
Huh. Wonder Woman.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I thought was really good? The music.
Laughing does not help.
The music is really good.
Oh, whoever had the score and just the musical set for Wonder Woman, I mean, that guitar.
They did an excellent job.
Oh, that definitely, you know, that's going to be a thing now. Because you know how, like, movies, when music definitely plays, it ties well into movies if they're well produced. And, you know, the score really goes with, like, whatever, like, the theme or whatever the atmosphere is in that movie at the time. Like, you know, you see Darth Vader in Star Wars, you hear the Imperial March, or, you know, you'll hear his theme. With Jaws, you hear the Jaws theme. It's like those are definitely, or like E.T. even, you have their own personal, I want to say like songs.
Dude,
like,
this, you know, guy's
their musical arrangements.
Sean
and
or Sean. Oh my God, I'm sorry, damn. Tyler.
Damn, dude, I'm about to hang up right now. It's in the podcast. How dare you?
No, Tyler. This man is a legend. Rupert Gregson Williams, who did the soundtrack for Wonder Woman, also did the soundtrack for B-Movie. Click.
Really?
You don't mess with the Zohan.
That's funny.
Grown Ups, Zookeeper, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
He's a fan of the Adam Sandler group there, I guess.
He did Hacksaw Ridge too, but he did a really good job in Wonder Woman. That final credits the final credits
finally, made it big time.
When the final credits rolled and that little graphic thing was playing, that song was lit.
Oh yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Me and Kaylin were freaking out. That song was so good. But that's so funny.
So now whenever you hear that song, it's like you will think of Wonder Woman.
That's so funny though that he did all those other movies that had me did.
Yep.
We have the man to thank for the B movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Like Wonder Woman. Paul Blart too.
Yeah, but like as I was saying, like the two issues I had with it was kind of like how everything was rushed so fast in the beginning. You know, with when they're on the mascara, like not so much the her going up part, but like just kind of how it all, like she just kind of went along with everything. Like it just seemed like there should have been a lot more issues, like explained. I mean, I get how they're hiding from Ares. You know, if you didn't see the movie yet, then, you know, it sucks for you. Like stop listening to the podcast now. Hit the like button, go watch the movie, and then come back.
Hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. After we offend you.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't know what I thought about the whole Ares subplot, because like I get how that's a thing, but like in this universe for DC, this movie universe, I didn't like how, so gods exist, you know. I'm talking about DC. I'm not talking about Marvel, because obviously, you know, you think Thor, but he's a demigod. He's not necessarily a god, he's an alien, you know. Although we might have saw him as like God, but they're aliens technically. Now with the Amazons or whatever, they in that prologue there, like in the story that was told when she was like growing up, that her mom told her, the queen, it was like they legit said, hey, gods exist. You know, Zeus existed, his children existed.
But hasn't
like,
Wonder,
like kinda,
well hasn't Wonder Woman like always father. Been she's has she hasn't she always been like a god though, or has she just always been referred to as an Amazonian?
Well, if you're in the movie, they actually remember they said when she finally found Ares, Ares told her like the reason why, like blah blah blah, how her mom kept all this crap from her. It's like he said like only a god can defeat a god, I believe it was. And Wonder Woman is a god because she is a descendant of Zeus.
Yeah, she's a descendant of Zeus.
So she's like Hercules. She's a chick Hercules, literally. So, I mean, I like some of it. The only thing that bothered me was the fact that that gods exist in the DC universe, where also aliens exist too. Because I'm assuming, if Darkseid is going to be the big bad, like how Thanos is in the Marvel universe, that really irritates me. How like an alien? I'm sorry. First of all, I don't know too much about Darkseid, but like I know that he is like a big bad in the DC comics. But like how he exists, and then how gods exist, it kind of bothers me. There's too much going on. There's too much story. But again, also that this is Wonder Woman's story, though too. Obviously, comics and their characters—they have like
her origin story.
They have so much origin crap.
Her origin story, though, it does refer to gods, so they're just keeping up with the source material, really.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, there's so many different stories that are told in the comic. Like, obviously, it's kind of hard to pick and choose and edit. As like for the producers of this movie, like, you know, what did they take from the comics and then mold it into a live action movie? You know, like I wonder how many other storyboards were potentially that could have been potentially chosen to make this movie. Like, I don't know. I feel like maybe they could have found their way around it and not involve the god thing. Excuse me.
Dude, can we just talk for a second about how hot what's her name?
I was getting there.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Is it, how do you say it? Is it Gal
Gadot? I don't.
Gadot,
I think it is, yeah. But she's a looker. And not just that, but like she's also, I mean, she played a good role. And she's Israeli too. So I like that, her being the female, but not only just some whitewashed character. Or anything like that. I mean, I think in the comics,
I think it's Gadot. Jesus.
Oh, I am so sorry. I am terribly sorry on that one. Yeah, that one was a wet one. It got away from me. But Varsano.
We're both looking at her wiki.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched. Oh,
she's in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She is gorgeous. Did you know she was also, because if you live in Israel, I believe you have to join the military for, I think, 2 years or a year. So she was also part of the armed forces. So she has some experience, I guess, in combat training. So I can see where, while shooting the movie, you know, and you think a girl like this, like, you know, you would have never thought that. You thought she'd just be a model.
What are you saying there, Tyler? That pretty women can't be in the military?
I did not say that.
What are you saying there, Tyler? What are you saying there, Tyler?
Those were definitely not my thoughts. I was like, I just thought that was really cool.
Also, Chris Pine's hot. I'd put my wiener in him. Or I let him put his wiener in me.
Or how would you put, like, his wiener instead of your wiener? That's the thing, right? Ask Anthony.
Stop. Right where you are. Oh. You violated the law.
I won't tread those waters, trust me. I kind of did, but, you know, I just kind of dipped my feet in there, dipped my toes. But and Anthony's in there swimming around. He's like, he's already like a fucking mermaid in those waters.
He's like scuba. He has a scuba set.
Right, yeah.
It's like 30 feet down.
She is like drop dead gorgeous. Like, I, one thing that upset me about how the fan reaction with her being cast,
Poison Lady was pretty hot too.
I wish they expanded her story a little bit more. I was a little upset about that.
Yeah, I don't know why she's injured. They never said anything. Was it a gas accident? Did she get hurt by mustard gas in the war?
I'm sure. I think that's a easy connection to make, considering that's what she did.
But still, they didn't tell me, Tyler. They didn't tell me. They gotta assume that every moviegoer is stupid.
People in today's society, they need to have an answer for these movies.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been groundhogging one since we started, Tyler.
Really? Damn.
Yeah. I'm starting. We're losing the battle. It's okay. We got like 10 minutes left.
That's fine. So, how was I saying? Oh yeah. So a lot of people were like, sorry. A lot of fans of Wonder Woman were upset, or like some people just thought like maybe she wasn't good for the role, and like, you know, it goes down to like stuff like, when you see Wonder Woman in the comics, you know, she doesn't look physically like the physique that she doesn't have, and like I'm referring to her breasts right now, because that was one thing that a lot of fans were. Kind of, and they're not even just fans, but like, you know, it's just people hating on it.
Wait. And they're complaining that Wonder Woman is sexualized? Did they not read the comics? Like, if you're out there and you have that thought, Google Wonder Woman and look at some of the images in the early comics. She wears a one piece thing. She's got an ass too. It's just how she's been designed. I think that she played the Wonder Woman, and whoever did the casting and costume work, they did an excellent job, I think. She looked just like Wonder Woman.
Great Wonder Woman. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Which is why I'm upset how, like, some people are just kind of hating on her. Or, like, you just don't see her as a Wonder Woman. So, like, I don't know. And then my next complaint with some of these people, whether they're fans or not, or they're just, like, hating the movie is, I believe, it was a female director, so they thought that the fact that a chick, you know, directed this movie, that, you know, oh, it's a terrible movie and blah blah blah, and, you know, so she can't direct the movie, and, you know, all this crap. It's just a lot of hate crap. It's just really unnecessary, but like, it just like upsets me when, you know, people lash out at this crap, and, you know, they make sure to do it. Like, I don't see what the issue is. I don't see how people can say crap like that just because, like, you know, it's a female, and you know, and what is predominantly a man, you know, controlled like business and whatnot.
That's
and
very, field, but very eloquently stated there, sir.
Again, the coughing is like kind of controlling my word choice here, but. And like my pauses, but No, just it's very upsetting how like people think that crap. And like it was a wonderful movie. And I don't know, maybe people were complaining about how you could see the female kind of twist on it. I don't understand. Maybe the closest thing I can see to that is the fact that they lived in Themyscira, but again, they're all women for a reason. Like it wasn't like that for you know, it wasn't like that because like, oh, it's a female director. Oh, we're gonna have all women in here. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of the humor that was played out in the movie. Excuse me. You can
Jesus, hear Tyler. Some of that.
I know. Okay, I've been actually pretty lazy the last 20 minutes. I'm gonna go back to this. I'm sorry, Kyle.
That's fine. But we're almost yeah. wrapping up here soon anyway.
Yeah. But I don't know. But like overall, it was a great movie, and it's killing it at the box office. I think it's the highest grossing DC film yet. It's getting there.
At least. DC film, yeah, most likely. I was going to say, probably not out of all the films, because Transformers is out, and that always makes a fuckload of money.
And I don't know why or how. And that
it's all overseas, dude. Like, I think like 40 to 50% of the money that it makes is all, it's not domestic. It's all overseas. Like the, especially Asian countries, China fucking loves Transformers. It's so weird.
And that's trying to bring up the Asian stereotype, how they love giant mechs fighting each other.
Is that really a stereotype, though? I don't see it as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a generalization, but not a stereotype.
Yeah, but it's 2017, and people get offended for everything.
Yeah. Did you just assume that I assumed? Do we have
Did
a problem
just
here?
That I assumed that you assumed that I assumed?
Like, we're going too deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's pull back out here.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So real quick, also, just throwing away from the... Hold on. As I went to press the button, I started coughing. I don't know if you heard that or not.
No, we're good.
Okay, that was good. Good timing. I had started talking about real quick about like the games I had bought. I had to get that out there. Like I don't know, if, just like so you can hear. So yeah, I bought Premium. I also bought both Wolfenstein games. I bought the New Order and the old
Wolfenstein blood. Is such a good series. I love it.
I finally I did a lot of research. I looked into it, and I heard it's a really great series. And like these last two games to come out, since Bethesda had bought out the original companies, I think it was like IT or IP. I can't remember.
Is it Wolfenstein? Wolfenstein was done by id, wasn't it?
I think that's what it was. Yeah,
same people that.
But
did
there were a few groups that were like throughout its series that. Had bought out the ownership or whatever of the product. But anyways, so yeah, I bought those. I started playing a lot of the New Order today, and God, yeah, they're amazing games. I mean, I love the story.
Yeah, I'm super excited
just,
for
like,
two.
The atmosphere and the setting. Yes, I saw that too. So that's kind of funny timing that I'm getting into these right now.
That's why they're on sale, dude.
New one comes out, yeah, to $10.
Them E3
bucks
sales, yeah.
So yeah, there's
that's
those
why
two.
I got the go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I also bought Rocket League because that's like my guilty pleasure game as well. Have you played Rocket League before or heard of it?
I never played it, but I've seen a lot about it.
It's a very simplistic game and it's a lot of fun. Like if you have friends, I definitely recommend it. And if you love kind of just driving around and hitting, making scoring goals, because it's not just soccer they do now. They hockey and all this other crap, but that was fun. And then I also bought Dark Souls 3.
Cool.
Because I finished Scholar of the First Sin not too long ago. I put in a little over 50 hours into that game, and I was waiting for a sale for three, and that game brand new is still $60.
Yeah.
And even pre-owned it's like over 30. So I was like, what the hell? And then this sale came on, and I got it for I think like $24.
Awesome.
So standard. Yeah.
I got the golden edition. It was such a the season pass was not worth it at all. I didn't like the two extra.
Yeah, you're so
the first DLC was that, like yeah. We beat the first DLC in like an hour and a half, and the second one was much better, but the first one was garbage. The second one was okay. They had cool weapons.
Yeah, the first one was like something of Arundel, right?
And yeah, it was like four or five bosses and you're done. Takes like an hour and a half. It's ridiculous. But we put, I think between me, Tyler, and Jonathan, the other Tyler, obviously, we put like maybe 500 or 600 games hours combined amongst the three of us. Insane. Like I have 180. I think Jonathan has 210 at this point. It's insane. Got a shitload of hours in that game.
I haven't even played the DLC for Dark Souls 2 because, like, to start it, there's, like, a process you have to do. And I think 3 is the same way.
Yeah, you have to go to a certain area, do a certain thing to unlock it.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't done that yet. So I might do that for a while, but I think I just might start 3. And I'm pretty excited, but I'm a little skeptical. And I'm also eager to, you know, just delve into it, but also... You know, I'm cautious because I don't want to get like just start raging at the game right away. Because the thing is, I mean, this game took me so long to beat. Just the fact that like I kept dying so much, I took a long break from it, went back to it, took a long break from it, went back to it. You know, and I just eventually beat the game. Actually, the last couple hours I put in, I cleared so much stuff. I was so proud of myself, and I just ended up beating the game finally. Like I did so much in like such little time. I was so proud. So I'm pretty excited for 3 here because it also looks just so amazing. So, you know, it's time to get good again.
Yeah, it's fun. That's fun, especially with the multiplayer. I remember what we used to do after we got bored because I think Jonathan was like on his 8th or 9th playthrough and I was on like my 4th and Tyler was on like his 2nd or something like that. We got bored, and what we do is we go in areas where you get invaded often, and there's an item you can pop that makes it where you could have an extra person in your instance and get invaded, and you get invaded more often than normal. And we'd sit there,
lovely.
And there's an item that you can use that turns you into a prop. So we just sat there, turned all the three of us into props,
and
we hid until they found us. And we were just trying to be as risky as possible in our prop form.
I did that in Dark Souls 2 where there's like this, I forgot the name of the area, but it's like this misty area. And like you can't, it's so thick that this, or not mist, but fog. This fog is so thick. So when I got invaded there, I like ran off somewhere into a corner. I used the item and I was like, it's just like this like big log or something like that. And this guy is just going back and forth. And you know, because the fog is so thick. So like this guy literally, was screwed when he went to invade me. Like I think at some point I think he just gave up or something. I don't know, but yeah, it was funny. For like a good 2-3 minutes he was trying to look for me.
Yeah, we had a lot of people that wouldn't tolerate our shit. Like they'd straight up like run around for like 4 or 5 minutes, realize that we weren't there, and then they just straight up leave. They'd like use the wherever that stone is that lets you leave the world.
Was it like it was in Homeward Bone? Was it no?
Yeah, Homeward Bone would turn you to a bonfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember like all like the lore.
It's like a black separation crystal, I think is what it is. Something like that.
Yours might be, well, 3 might be slightly different from 2.
I think some stuff
slightly changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yep, so pretty sad there.
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely cool. It's a good game. It's one of the easier ones too. It's not as difficult as 2.
I heard 2, well, at least the Scholar of the First Sin Edition. I can't talk. Scholar of the First Sin Edition was like, or currently is like the hardest of the series.
Yeah, I think you'll have
its previous one.
Yeah, I think you'll have a better time in 3 because it's not as hard.
Yeah, I hope so because then I'm assuming probably after 3, I'm probably gonna go back to 1 and kind of just see where it. I was saying not where it began because there's also, what's the other series before Dark Souls?
Demon Souls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Demon Souls, but I think that's like you can't get that on the Xbox.
I watched a speed run of that game. That shit was insane.
Really?
Yeah. You guys are listening right now, I think it's Summer GDQ is going on, which is Games Done Quick, which is like a Twitch channel where they live stream speed runs. So. If any of you, that sounds like that's interesting. I'm sure if you are interested in speedruns, you probably know what GDQ is already. But if you want to see speedrunning at its finest, I'd look it up. GDQ, I'm sure it's on Twitch's homepage. Really cool shit. All they do is speedrun games all day. They're doing it for charity. It's Doctors Without Borders, which is cancer research. So It's either cancer research or doctors operating in third world countries. I'm not entirely sure, but really cool shit. I watched a Jack 2 speed run today. So awesome stuff to just sit down and chill and watch how these people break these games. It's insane. So, yeah.
I wish they had a sale on the new Friday the 13th game. I feel like this is a game I can get bored of really quick, but I'll have like a lot of fun within the first, like, I don't know, hour or two.
Yeah, they just recently put Dead by Daylight on PS4, which is just, like that, but it's like stuff. It's more RPG based where you get like skills and stuff, and I feel like it's a bit more deep than the Friday the 13th game, but I wanted to get that and I'll have some people get that because that'd be cool to like get like four people trying to survive against one dude trying to murder everybody. That'd be fun. But we're getting close to the end here.
Got one more thing you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it for me.
I got one more. Oh, what do you think about the they have?
Oh,
quick comments, thoughts on that.
About what?
The SNES.
Oh,
edition.
From what I've heard, they're only going to be manufacturing it for 2 months. So, God forbid. It's going to
really?
Be
really. Yeah, where'd you hear that from?
We read it on the last episode of the podcast, asshole.
I actually didn't listen to the last episode yet. I'm sorry.
Okay? No, it's fine. I'm just fucking busy. With you. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. But they're only producing it for 2 months, and it starts in, I think it's the end of September.
Are you talking about North America?
Yeah,
because I think it's everywhere. UK, or at least pre-ordered.
Well, they pre-orders have gone up, but it's everywhere. They're only producing it for 2 months. And then they said that they'll meet the demand this time. They're going to produce more units, but it's only going to be going for 2 months and then it's done. They're not doing it anymore. It's going to fall out of circulation. So it makes me worried. I don't know what Nintendo's doing.
I really want to get this. Like, this is something.
Dude, the game list is really good. You got Donkey Kong Country. You got Star Fox. You got Super Mario World.
Star Fox 2, the unreleased. So that. I'm really excited for that.
There's going to be a lot of good games on that console. So
It is.
I'm not going to try and get it because I don't. If I wanted to play them, I could play them on the computer, and I'm not going to. I have nowhere to put it, so it's not in my radar right now. But I hope you're able to get it. And I wouldn't even attempt stores, dude. I just sit on trying to get online because I don't think it's going to be coming to any stores. We'll see. We'll see exactly how it goes.
I don't know, dude. I'll be camping out somewhere for like 2 days. No, I'm not that. I'm not like a fanatic about that. Like it was the same with the NES Classic. I was like, oh, I couldn't get any. Oh well, I don't know. It's not a huge deal.
Go home and cry myself to sleep.
Yeah.
Wallow in my tears. All right.
Just destroying my hopes and dreams.
Well, thank you for joining me, Tyler. We are at the end of our line here. We're gonna try and keep these episodes short as normal. Thank you all out there for joining us. This was After Hours Episode 2. It is more of a unfiltered, more unstructured episode where, again, last week we had Sean, now I got Tyler. I'm just trying to see whoever wants to join me on these talks. We just kind of come together as our group of friends and talk with you guys. Definitely down there, leave a comment about anything we talked about this episode. If you want to communicate with us, we have our Discord as well. All these links will be in the description. You'll be able to sign up or join, hang out with us. We'll eventually do game nights. I'm working on getting a capture card so we could get some gameplay up, some gameplay going on. And yeah, we do our normal podcast every Saturday and they come out on Monday. So again, thank you all for joining. Thank you, Tyler, for joining me this night.
Thanks for having me. Glad we finally got this together. It took a while.
Yeah, it did take us a while. It always does. We'll never have an episode without a good 15, 20 minutes of issues happening. So, again, thank you all for joining us, and you have a wonderful night.
Go to bed.